This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 7, 2018, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, a Middleton jail inmate took responsibility last week for possessing the drug that led to a correction officer's accidental overdose inside the facility last November. But the inmate's guilty plea leaves unanswered the question of how the substance, now said to have been fentanyl, got into the Middleton jail and exactly how a correctional officer managed to overdose on it. 29-year-old Matthew Fitzpatrick of Methuen, who also overdosed on the substance just before the officer found it in his cell, pleaded guilty during a hearing Thursday in Salem District Court to an amended charge of possessing the synthetic opiate fentanyl. A second charge, delivering drugs to a prisoner, was dropped by prosecutors. The plea came just days after Sheriff Kevin Coppinger publicly discussed efforts to train and provide safety equipment for correctional officers who respond to overdoses inside the county facility. The charges came in the wake of the officer's apparent accidental overdose on the morning of November 25, which occurred just after staff had also attended to Fitzpatrick's overdose. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Julie Manganis.
Fabulous Fridays and Sunday brunch are back at the Gloucester House. World-renowned for its lobster dishes and fresh seafood specialties, the Gloucester House Restaurant, 63 Rogers Street, uses only locally caught, fresh North Atlantic seafood, offering traditional dining as well as catering to your private function needs. There is something for everyone and every occasion at the Gloucester House. Owned and operated by the Linquata family since 1959, they offer fabulous Friday lunch and dinner specials. And don't forget Sunday brunch from 10 to 2. For more information, go to GloucesterHouse.com.
The City of Peabody is now accepting applications for artists to paint utility boxes. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Mary Marcos writes on today's front page of the Salem News that for the fourth year, officials are calling for local artists to use utility boxes around the city as their canvas. People would rather see art than just a metal box, conservation agent Lucia Del Negro said. According to Del Negro, the Outside the Box program not only adds to Peabody's aesthetics, but it exposes people to art and provides a platform for artists to showcase their work to those who may not otherwise see it. Quote, this is a way for local artists, people at the beginning stage of their career and the ending stage of their career, to get involved in the community, Del Negro said. I know a lot of artists who are really excited, especially if they're local. They love being a part of a community and having artwork available for people to see. This year, four of the utility boxes are downtown, with others located throughout the city. Del Negro has been organizing the program since it piloted in 2015, alongside ArcWorks Community Art Center, Peabody Municipal Light Plant, the Fire Department, and the Department of Public Services. The seven utility boxes were painted last year, cost a total of $5,250, which was paid for out of $400,000 that the city receives annually from the Community Development Block Grant. Artists for these year's programs must submit applications to Del Negro by Thursday, April 12 at 3:30 p.m. at City Hall. Artists will be paid a $750 stipend, inclusive of all art fees, paints, and materials. Last year, Del Negro received 33 applications by artists ranging in ages from 16 to 78 years old. More on this story in today's edition of the Salem News. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, as plans move forward for the Phillips Library Building on Essex Street in Salem, so have conversations about the Phillips Library's collection. The city's working group of preservation partners, made up of representatives from various historical groups in Salem, met for the first time on Monday to discuss the library. According to Mayor Kim Driscoll, she's quoted as saying it was a good first meeting. The group is actively looking at how we can strengthen the connections between the Phillips Library Collection and the City of Salem. Peabody Essex Museum announced late last year that it planned to move a vast majority of the Phillips Library's contents to a storage facility in Raleigh. The museum argues that the plans represent an investment in the library that increases access and preservation capabilities for the roughly 400,000 items in the collection. The working group formed last month, and amid criticism of the plans for the library, as Driscoll is also quoted as saying, we're a group of people who are very interested in both the history, the preservation of the collection, and maintaining the strong connection to materials within our community. Monday's meeting focused on broader ideas in need of development, including improving access to library collections and prioritizing collection items to digitize. More on this story in today's Salem News. This is MSO News Sports.